Sports Radio. You asked for it, and you got it.
Fellas, you think we could listen to the radio or something?
KCR College Radio, student-run radio since 1969.
If you think you know San Diego State, you gotta check out KCR. News, sports, entertainment, and of course, music. Turn it up with KCR.
San Diego State University is on the air. This is KCR College Radio for the home of the Aztecs. San Diego State University is on the air. Make no doubt about it. This is KCR College Radio. Nobody does sports like Aztec Sports. KCR College Radio.
This is KCR, the sound of state.
You're listening to Hot Noise, I guess. This is hot noise. Nothing matters. Listen to Hot Noise. This is the noise. You're listening to Hot Noise. What time is purple? Choosing a map. Whether the subject is religion, science, or politics, we want our convictions founded on facts rather than fiction, and we want those who are influencing our convictions to be smart enough to know the difference. In a nutshell, we want the truth, and we want to know where to find it. Sadly, choosing a truth map can be confusing, especially when it comes to questions about God's existence. On one hand, are people who tell us there's sufficient scientific evidence to deny the need for a creator? On the other, are those who say the world's existence is impossible without God to explain it? Whose map should we choose? The former, knowing that if what they say is true, we're merely byproducts of random chance, living in a world without ultimate meaning or purpose, or the latter, fervently hoping our faith isn't built on false hopes and fairy tales. It can be a crossroads, where doubt meets despair, and every direction seems headed for nowhere. Thankfully, the search for truth isn't as hopeless as it sounds. We just need a good GPS and a really clean windshield. give me a call. This is Hot Noise. If you want to, the number is 619-594-6982.
That's right. The number to call in is 619-594-6982. One more time, 619-594-6982.
What time is purple? A couple of speed traps. As if the mathematical improbabilities weren't large enough, potholes on atheism's road to truth, there are two fundamental laws that further impede its progress. The second law of thermodynamics and the law of non-contraction. Contradiction. The second law of thermodynamics is a scientific axiom describing how systems tend to decay and use up their available energy. If we think of the universe as one system, over time, order will disintegrate into disorder and its available energy will be depleted. The law of non-contradiction is a foundational rule of logic that states something can't be both true and not true at the same time and in the same context. For example, this booklet cannot be a booklet and not a booklet at the same time. Just two simple laws, but here's why atheism's eternal universe must slam on the brakes when forced to abide by them. One, because the second law of thermodynamics is true.
Woo!
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Hi. Yes.
How's it going?
Hi.
Hi.
Good, how are you?
I'm okay.
What you doing?
I'm just in the... I'm just doing hot noise. This is hot noise.
Is it hot in there or cold?
It's actually really warm in here. I can't find the AC remote.
Uh-oh.
It's not where it's supposed to be.
Uh-oh.
But I don't know. You know, that's just how it'd be, I guess. It'd
be like that sometimes.
It'd be like that. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. I'm kind of tired.
I wonder why. It's only like 5:30.
I know. What a sloth. I have some bovine sex.
You have some boba?
Bovine.
Some what?
Like cow.
Oh, bovine. Okay.
Yes.
You have some bovine facts?
Yes.
Lay them on me.
Did you know that they can see almost 360 degrees? Like,
wow.
Around?
How do they do that? Because doesn't their head get in the way?
That's what I say. But they cannot look straight that much. Like, if a cow's looking at you, they kind of have to turn their head, which is weird, because, like...
So they can see 360
degrees in a circle.
So they can see 360 degrees if they turn their head. I can do that. I don't know what makes the cow so special.
I'm going to fact check that one, okay?
Okay.
I literally looked up just cow facts, and this website was called 27 Cow Facts That Will Impress Your Friends.
Wow. Well, I am impressed that
a cow can
turn its neck and look at me.
I have more.
Lay them on me.
They can smell, like, they can detect an odor 6 miles away.
Then why do they smell so bad, then?
They can smell fart from 6 miles away.
So they're just kind of cursed to, like, smell like cows and have this amazing sense of smell at the same time?
A cow's life is hell. And then George Washington's dentist made him dentures out of a cow hippopotamus?
They used slave teeth or something.
No, it was cow, hippopotamus, and walrus teeth.
Wow. That's a lot of ivory.
I'm going to look up.
I heard that when George Washington, when his teeth fell out, he saved them in his desk. And when he went to the dentist, he was like, hey, like, I have these teeth. Can you, like, put them in my dentures? And the guy was like, no. We can't. We can't do that.
You have dentures?
Yeah.
They're awful.
What's awful?
His dentures.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's worse things.
They're scary. Like, the bottom teeth are like a joke.
Like a joke?
Yeah, like, the top teeth are very, like, straight, kind of. But they look like edible teeth.
Like what?
Cows have 32 teeth, or 40, I don't remember. I'm not looking at the facts anymore, I'm just
32?
Kinda...
That's interesting. I think, I'm counting my teeth, hold up, 1, 2...
I think we have, like, 28.
Is that true? I don't know, let's see.
Let me count. It's hard.
I can do this, wait, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
I think
6,
we
7.
Have 28.
32. We have 30. Wait.
No.
So, okay, so you have 3 molars. Okay, I'm just doing half a mouth at a time. So you have 3 molars. You have 2 premolars.
So 6 on the top.
No. You have 3 molars. You have 2 premolars. You have.
No.
You have your incisor. No, you have 2 incisors, and then you have a canine. So what is that?
I have 4 molars.
I wasn't counting. You don't have 4 molars.
I have 4 molars on each side.
No, you don't. You don't.
I do.
You don't. Those are your premolars.
I don't know the names of them. I just know I have 4 flat dudes.
Yeah, you also have your wisdom teeth, so it's an extra one.
I don't have those.
Yeah, you do. They're in there. They're in there.
No, they're not. I would know. 1, 2, 3.
There's like
four.
Underneath.
4. Well, they better come out.
Huh?
I don't like that. I can't brush them with the door there. You think they get dirty?
You think they're dirty? Mm-hmm. No, because they're inside your like skin.
Am I just gonna stay down there forever?
Hopefully. Hopefully they don't like get an abscess or something.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Let me go back to the Cowfax.
Oh yeah, do you have any more?
Yes. So cows can see colors, but when the like bulls attack the flag, they're attacking it because of the movement, not because of the color red.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. They just see a flag and then they're like, I'm gonna go off on that.
That does not make sense.
I do the same thing when I see a flag.
Do you?
No.
The first cow arrived in the U.S. in 1611 in Jamestown.
Oh, that's interesting. So somebody had a cow on a boat.
I must have shit everywhere. Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. Oh, I want to hit the... There's a dumb switch. I'm just gonna... We'll just pretend that didn't happen. Whatever.
They can see almost 60 degrees.
Almost 60 degrees?
That's what it says.
60 degrees?
Yeah.
You're saying 300. Almost. You're
no,
saying
no,
300.
No. Yes, that's what I said. They can almost see 360 degrees. That's pretty impressive. It's so they can see predators. One cow makes up about 2,000 pounds of ground beef.
Wow, that's a lot of ground beef.
It's almost like it's the whole cow. They just ground it up.
Wow. You know, that's. I feel like that's... I wonder how much a cow weighs.
You want me to look it up?
No. I'm assuming more than 2,000 pounds.
I don't know. Weight is not easy to guess just by looking at something. I feel like things weigh more than they look most of the time.
How much do I look like I weigh? How much do I sound like I weigh?
You sound like you weigh about 140 pounds.
Wow, that's pretty accurate.
I know it.
That's like, wow. You should, Maybe you have, like, The Shining or something. You should buy a lotto ticket.
I think that, you may have told me this before. And also, 1 second.
Well, I try to encourage gambling whenever I can.
I know you do. I should be those people that work at the carnival. And guess how much people weigh, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
How do they train those people?
It's probably just all volume and stuff. Unless they have like a fake scale. Unless they have like a scale. There's probably like a scale.
No, they can't be, because they just look at you. And sometimes it's like, I'll guess your weight or your age.
Well, I'm going to look into that one. Well, you know something I learned... like certain wrinkles show up at certain ages.
Really?
Yeah, like it's kind of what's it called? Like standardized throughout people.
You know what? I feel like young people get crow's feet though. From smiling so much?
Yeah, but not like they're just temporary, like when you smile and then once your face drops you don't have them anymore.
No. Maybe. But you can tell they're gonna come. I don't want to get wrinkles.
It's natural. It happens.
Don't you think Dr. Sleep would have been, like, at least 10% better without the hats?
Yeah. I think the hats were really distracting, at least for me. I don't know. I just thought, especially that one woman, her hat was just awful.
And I like how she like made a thing of it. Like she addressed it.
Like when she's talking to that girl and then she's like, I bet you're thinking about my hat.
Oh yeah, we all are.
I feel like that's what people who wear hats are like. They're like, oh, they'd be that guy in class who like stands up and is like, hey, like, you know, I just wanted to address it. Yes, I'm wearing a hat.
The 8-pound gorilla in the room that happens to be on my head. Have you ever tried to wear a hat?
It's like a baseball hat.
Like make it work.
Oh, no.
Anything but a baseball hat.
I remember in elementary school, a lot of my friends tried to make those little fedoras. They're like trilbies. They try to make those work, and everyone was like, no. And I remember they did it, and then I didn't, because I was like, no, that's not me.
Smart decision. I tried to wear a hat that, like, Jack White, you know how he has that hat? It's, like, not a cowboy hat.
It's just, like, a brimmed hat.
It's, like, a brimmed hat, yeah. I tried to wear one of those. Couldn't do it.
You don't have a lot of forehead.
I don't. So I look like a child.
You look like a child wearing, like, their dad's hat,
Honestly, I look like a pilgrim.
Oh.
I look like a pilgrim. And, I also tried to... What else did I think? I was into visors for a little bit. I think visors are cool.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, visors are cool.
I'd like, you know those, like, accountant visors, the green ones?
Huh? Yes. But also people who play craps?
Yeah, you know why they do that?
Why?
Because they look cool. No, it's because, I guess, like, the light hurts their eyes because they're accountants.
What?
Yeah.
Sometimes they wear it backwards.
Well, that's
or
just...
like, upside down.
That's just unfunctional. There's no function to that.
I think I'd like to be an advisor now and just wear that hat.
You'd like to be a what?
What did you say? Account advisors wear that hat?
I said accountants.
Accountants, yeah. They should be an accountant.
Would you think I said crowd advisor?
No. Account advisor.
Account advisor?
Yeah. Kind of the same thing. This lady at my work, she's older, and, no one likes to work with her, because she's a kind of a stickler.
Yeah.
And I always ask her about, like, her life and stuff, and she was telling me that, I was like, how long do you live in Hawaii? She's lived in Hawaii, and she was like, I was there for, like, 24 years. Like, that's crazy. And I guess... she's from the Philippines, and her mom petitioned to send her there, so she got sent there in her 20s, like my age. And she's like, it's really funny, because like, you can see her like thinking back and like remembering. She's like, oh, I used to work at a laundromat. That was my first job. And she told me that she applied to this huge laundromat, like a big company that did laundry for like hotels and hospitals. And she told me that her boss was so good to the employees that they used to have a shiatsu massage every month. She said it was so funny. A shiatsu massage? Shiatsu.
Is that like the dog?
It's a Chinese massage, I think.
That's like the dog, right?
No, that's shiatsu.
Hey, you can't say that on the radio.
Yeah, I can. Shiatsu. And, what else did she say? Oh, she was telling me about when CDs came out. How, like, weird that was to learn. And she was like, they would put money on CDs, I guess.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, I guess that doesn't even make... because, like, that'd be like putting money on a thumb drive, you know?
Can you?
I think it would be kind of purposeless. I don't understand why.
Where does it go? I don't understand.
It's like that's like digital banking without like the internet. Like, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Like, could I just go on someone's computer and put money on a CD and steal it?
Well, do you keep money on your computer? I don't.
I wouldn't know how.
You know why I don't?
Because someone's gonna steal it.
Because of that exact situation.
Because
when somebody breaks into your house, that's the first place they check for money is on your computer.
Really?
Yeah.
How come people are robbing you anyways? Taking your money.
That was good. Well, thanks for calling in. This has been very nice. I think this has been our longest call.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you later, okay?
Yeah. All right. I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was our longest call yet. That's one for the record books. This has been Hot Noise. It is now 5:52 a.m. Let's get back to it. There's about 4 minutes left, 4 minutes and 10 seconds until the oblivion, so keep listening until then. Thank you.
30 seconds now. Thanks for tuning in this week as always. This has been Hot Noise. I'm your host, Jared Schmidt. This has been Hot Noise. Thanks for tuning in. It's been Hot Noise. We're done in 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.